None of us were you, so our goal is to actually sign a profitable and a good deal for the three countries. Today we received worrying news. For those of you who are on tweet and all these social media that I'm not on, that will lead to actually trade barriers in North America in steel and aluminum. I would like to read to you a passage of our minister, Mr. Freeland, press communique today. As a key NORAD and NATO ally, and as the number one customer of American steel, Canada would view any trade restriction on Canadian steel and aluminum as absolutely unacceptable. Should restrictions should apply on Canadian steel and aluminum products, Canada will take responsive measures to defend its trade interests and its workers. By the way, I would like you to know that Canada is recognized in U.S. law as part of the U.S. national technology and industrial complex related to defense. So we are embedded in the American law. So this is pretty worrying what happened today. Anyway, so I hope I can count on everyone's support tonight to mingle and have fun, American, Canadian, and Mexican together. And I think it's really important that we get out of our comfort zone. Go and talk to someone you don't know, enjoy, shake hands, speak French or English, or even Spanish, because we're in Mexico. But at the end of the day, it's people like us who will make a difference. We need to talk, it's about communication. If we do not communicate properly, if we don't apply the pressure where it should be applied on our politician and our industry to make sure the message goes loud and clear, to our politician, we will not get through this. I'm fairly optimistic, but we need to keep the pressure on. We need to keep the positive messaging on. And what we heard today was a bit worrisome. But anyway, now it's time to party. It's time to have fun. Encore une fois, merci la délégation du Québec.